Welcome to Wrigley Field in Chicago, for the game between the San Francisco Giants and the Chicago Cubs. Here are the starting lineups. For the San Francisco Giants. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Jim Davenport. Batting second. The left fielder, Jackie Brandt. Batting third. The center fielder, Willie Mays. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Orlando Cepeda. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Felipe Alou. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Daryl Spencer. Batting seventh. The catcher, Hobie Landreth. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Eddie Bresud. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Sam Jones. Pitching for the San Francisco Giants, Sam Jones. For the Chicago Cubs. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Tony Taylor. Batting second. The third baseman, Al Dark. Batting third. The center fielder, George Altman. Batting fourth. The shortstop, Ernie Banks. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Walt Morin. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Dale Long. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Lee Walls. Batting eighth. The catcher, Sammy Taylor. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bob Anderson. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Bob Anderson. And now, play ball. Jim Davenport is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davenport hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Taylor scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jackie Brandt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brandt hits a ball on the ground towards third. Dark fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Willie Mays is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mays hits a ball on the ground towards short. Banks fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Giants nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Tony Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor hits a fly ball into right field. Alou settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Al Dark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dark hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Spencer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. George Altman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Altman hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Spencer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Giants nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Orlando Cepeda is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cepeda hits a ball on the ground towards third. Dark fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Felipe Alou is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alou hits a ball on the ground towards third. Dark fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Daryl Spencer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spencer hits a pop-up towards first. Long settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Giants nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks hits a fly ball into right field. Alou settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Walt Morin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morin hits a fly ball into center field. Mays settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dale Long is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Long hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bresud scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Giants nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Hobie Landreth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landreth hits a fly ball into center field. Altman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Eddie Bressude is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bressude hits a fly ball into center field. Altman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Sam Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones hits a fly ball into left field. Morin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Giants nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Lee Walls is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walls strikes out. One out. Sammy Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor takes first base on ball 4. Bob Anderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Anderson bunts towards first. Cepeda scoops it up and throws to first, with Spencer covering, for the out. Taylor moves to second. Two outs. Tony Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor is 0 for 1 in the game. Taylor hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Alou. Taylor reaches second base with a double. Taylor scores. It's 1-0, Cubs. Al Dark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dark is 0 for 1 in the game. Dark hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Mays, who is chasing the ball. Dark reaches third base with a triple. Taylor scores. It's 2-0, Cubs. George Altman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Altman is 0 for 1 in the game. Altman hits a ball on the ground towards third. Davenport fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Jim Davenport is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davenport is 0 for 1 in the game. Davenport hits a ball on the ground towards short. Banks scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jackie Brandt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brandt is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Brandt hits a ball on the ground towards third. Dark fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Willie Mays is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mays is 0 for 1 in the game. Mays hits a ball on the ground towards short. Banks fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Giants nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 0 for 1 in the game. Banks hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Brandt. Banks reaches second base with a double. Walt Morin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morin is 0 for 1 in the game. Morin takes first base on ball 4. Dale Long is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Long is 0 for 1 in the game. Long hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bressude fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Banks moves to third. Morin moves to second. Lee Walls is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walls is 0 for 1 in the game. Walls hits a fly ball towards left. Brandt catches it and throws to second to double up Morin. Banks tags and scores. Long tags and moves to second. Two outs. It's 3-0, Cubs. Sammy Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Taylor hits a fly ball into center field. Mays settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Orlando Cepeda is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cepeda is 0 for 1 in the game. Cepeda takes first base on ball 4. Felipe Alou is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alou is 0 for 1 in the game. Alou hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Walls, who is chasing the ball. Alou reaches third base with a triple. Cepeda goes all the way around to score. It's 3-1, Cubs. Daryl Spencer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spencer is 0 for 1 in the game. Spencer hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Anderson fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Hobie Landreth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landreth is 0 for 1 in the game. Landreth hits a ball on the ground towards third. Dark fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Eddie Bresud is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Alou scores. It's 3-2, Cubs. Eddie Bresud is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bresud is 0 for 1 in the game. Bresud takes first base on ball 4. Sam Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones is 0 for 1 in the game. Jones hits a ball on the ground towards third. Dark fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Giants 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Bob Anderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Anderson is 0 for 0 in the game. Anderson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Tony Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Taylor takes first base on ball 4. Anderson moves to second. Gordon Jones now pitching. Al Dark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dark is 1 for 2 in the game, with a triple. He's got 1 RBI. Dark bunts towards first. Cepeda scoops it up and throws to first, with Spencer covering, for the out. Anderson moves to third. Taylor moves to second. One out. George Altman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Altman is 0 for 2 in the game. Altman takes first base on ball 4. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Banks hits a fly ball into left field. Brandt settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Anderson tags and scores. Two outs. It's 4-2, Cubs. Walt Morin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morin is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Morin strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Giants 2. The Giants will come to bat. Jim Davenport is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davenport is 0 for 2 in the game. Davenport hits a fly ball into center field. Altman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jackie Brandt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brandt is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles. Brandt hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Willie Mays is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mays is 0 for 2 in the game. Mays hits a ball on the ground towards short. Banks fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Orlando Cepeda is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cepeda is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Cepeda hits a fly ball into center field. Altman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Giants 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Dale Long is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Long is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Long hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Davenport settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lee Walls is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walls is 0-for-1 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Walls hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Spencer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Sammy Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Taylor hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cepeda juggles the ball. That's an error on Cepeda. Bob Anderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Anderson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Anderson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Taylor moves to third. Tony Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got one RBI. Taylor is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Giants 2. The Giants will come to bat. Felipe Alou is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alou is 1-for-2 in the game, with a triple. He's got one RBI. Alou hits a fly ball into left field. Morin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Daryl Spencer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spencer is 0-for-2 in the game. Spencer takes first base on ball 4. Willie Kirkland pinch hits for Hobie Landreth. Willie Kirkland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kirkland hits a ball on the ground towards short. Banks fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Giants 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Bob Schmidt now catching. Al Dark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dark is 1-for-2 in the game, with a triple. He's got one RBI. Dark strikes out. One out. George Altman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Altman is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Altman hits a fly ball into left field. Brandt settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Banks strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Giants 2. The Giants will come to bat. Eddie Bresut is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bresut is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Bresut hits a ball on the ground towards third. Dark fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Dark. Leon Wagner pinch hits for Gordon Jones. Leon Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner is called out on strikes. One out. Jim Davenport is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davenport is 0-for-3 in the game. Davenport hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Bresut moves to second. Jackie Brandt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brandt is 3-for-3 in the game, with 3 singles. Brandt hits a fly ball into right field. Wall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Willie Mays is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mays is 0-for-3 in the game. Mays hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bresut scores. Davenport moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 4-3, Cubs. Don Elston now pitching. Orlando Cepeda is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cepeda is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk, Cepeda is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Giants 3. The Cubs will come to bat. Stu Miller now pitching. Walt Morin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morin is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk, Morin hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cepeda scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Morin for the out. One out. Dale Long is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Long is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Long hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 5-3, Cubs. Lee Walls is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walls is 0-for-2 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Walls strikes out. Two outs. Sammy Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk, Taylor hits a fly ball into center field. Mays settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Cubs 5, and the Giants 3. The Giants will come to bat. Felipe Alou is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alou is 1-for-3 in the game, with a triple. He's got one RBI. Alou hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Taylor scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Daryl Spencer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spencer is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk, Spencer is called out on strikes. Two outs. Bob Speak pinch hits for Bob Schmidt. Bob Speak is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Speak hits a ball on the ground towards short. Banks scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago Cubs, 5, and San Francisco Giants, 3. Goodbye from Wrigley Field in Chicago.